Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's program, we bring you an experience-sharing article entitled Removing Resentment by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The English translation was published on the Minghui website on August 10, 2022. I started to have pain in my right knee in August 2020. I could walk and squat, but it hurt when I stood up. The problem became more annoying when my left arm also hurt and I had difficulty lifting things. I tried to do the exercises more after studying the Fa in the afternoon. Amazingly, when I did the exercises, I did not feel any pain, but would notice a dull pain when I wasn't doing them. That continued until March 2022. I knew something was wrong, but could not figure out what it was. Until one day, I stared at my legs in a daze for a while. A thought suddenly came up. Resentment. I looked inward carefully and found a strong attachment to resentment, as well as fighting, jealousy, impatience, disdain for others, lust, profit, and so on. I was shocked to find so many attachments. How come I had not noticed these attachments in the past? I often read fellow practitioners sharing articles about getting rid of resentment, but I didn't look within myself and didn't cultivate solidly. Before practicing Falun Dafa, I resented my parents-in-law for favoring their youngest son. My husband is the eldest and worked out of town. After we got married, I lived with my in-laws and they only bought us a set of modular furniture and a color TV. However, when my brother-in-law married a few years later, he was given an apartment as a wedding present, complete with furniture, a color TV, pots and pans. I complained to my husband many times. He did not say much except that all parents had their own reasons. I felt unhappy and continued to complain periodically about different things, but my husband regarded my complaining as periodic outbursts. After practicing Falun Dafa, I started to take personal interest more lightly and stopped comparing my things with others. As a result, my family relationship became harmonious. I knew that I had previously endured so much hardship to pave the way for obtaining Dafa. However, deep down, I still had yet to get rid of resentment. I reviewed my words and deeds and found that I didn't do well in many things, nor did I consider others. I realized I must remove the attachment of resentment. Fa rectification is at the final point, so how can I improve while holding on to such a strong resentment? Can I go to heaven with so many attachments? After looking within myself, I finally let go of the feeling of resentment and felt relieved as I never had before. It was great. I also resented my eldest sister because she always called my family to help her, but she did not help me when I was out of a job. Her family operates a company, but my sister and her husband did not offer to help after I informed them that I got laid off. Later, I went to work in another company. It took me a long time to make peace with them in my mind. Now that I am retired, I have more time to practice Falun Dafa, and my schedule is full every day. My sister's husband went on a business trip on March 17th. Her son and daughter-in-law worked out of town and left their 1.5-year-old baby with my sister. The little baby was such a handful that she was too busy to cook and asked me to help. I didn't think too much about it and rode my bike in the rain to her house. It was a bit tiring for me to play with the baby on the first day, but it went well. However, I got into an accident on the second day. The baby took a nap until 5:30 p.m. After giving him a bath, I was ready to go home. It was getting dark, and the rain just stopped, so I was in a hurry to leave. When I went downstairs, my foot rubbed the edge of the stairs. It was a little painful at the time, but I didn't give it much thought and rode my bike home. When I arrived home, I found blood all over my heel and sock because a large piece of skin had rubbed off my heel. My husband asked me whether I would go again the next day given this condition. Without hesitation, I replied, "Yes, she needs my help." After dinner, it rained heavier than before. I knew that rain was forecasted for the next day and wondered how to bike to her place. I decided to study the Fa without worrying about tomorrow. While studying the Fa, my sister texted me to say her husband would return the next day, so she won't need my help to take care of the baby. After I finished a lecture on the Fa, I continued to copy it. I had copied Juan Fallon twice before and stopped on the sixth lecture the third time, but finally resumed that day. The night was very quiet when I copied the Fa. I had a fresh understanding of some sentences. It was as if I copied them for the first time. The next morning, when I reached the end of the second exercise, I saw something like a big black bear in my field, which stood up and walked away. My arms and legs no longer hurt after I finished the exercises. I remained calmer than ever before and was amazed at how wonderful cultivation is. When I talked to my husband about my experiences, he responded, "You didn't complain this time." I was shocked and thought that Master was giving me a hint that I had improved. I only improved a little bit, but Master removed the karma which had tormented me for half a year. I don't know how I could possibly repay Master, so I can only study the Fa, send forth righteous thoughts, and clarify the facts of Dafa to others well.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.